We're back on the record. Mr. Taylor, there were a couple of housekeeping matters that we wanted to speak about in caucus. One reflects an earlier remark I made about the fact that summons have been issued to everyone except the two bus drivers, and subject to the willingness of Kelly April to return another time without one, which is between you and her. Did you have an opportunity, or if you did, perhaps you should again repeat the point, that those summons are in force and compellable and can be considered mandatory orders to attend future dates without having to be re-served? There will be, of course, correspondence to these people saying the continued hearing of this appeal is now scheduled to be heard on such and such a date. And, of course, you'll have that, and you can speak with each of them. Did you mention this to them earlier today?
Yes, I did.
All right. The other thing is, as a part of an adjournment, which regrettably may see considerable delay in the time between today and a new date because of the backlog I mentioned to you this morning, it's my intention just to tell you that if there's any other evidence of a documentary or third-party nature that you think might assist you in supporting the merits of your case on any of these issues, you now have an opportunity to get it to us as long as you meet the three-week rule, or even do better than that. I'm not inviting you to make any further submissions at over 2,000 pages. The record seems more than ample, but I just wanted to point out that you're not frozen in time, as you would have seen by the fact we added an addendum today on that issue of the witness appearing. Anything that you do supply to OVCR will be turned into a further addendum for our consideration and provided to the members of this panel. But I just want you to know that.
So the three-week rule would apply to the next hearing, the adjournment date as well?
Yeah. It's just that with all the work we do and the constant attendances we make at hearings, it gives us time to get at something like that. It has to be processed. The addendum has to be created. I'm not suggesting there's going to be anything more. I repeat, it's pretty ample stuff already. But if our day-to-day and if your view of the case prompts you to consider adding anything to the record, I just want you to know, as a matter of process, you are entitled to do that.
There will be another report. The last visit from Dr. Modi, like I was saying, when I got the two, the addendum 9 and 8 were delayed so long because Dr. Modi, trying to get the reports from Dr. Modi, I waited to the point where I just sent in 8, and then I ended up faxing in 9 the next day. It had been over a period of almost, I think it was 4 weeks for the request of information. And with doctors, you don't really want to irritate them too much getting information. So that was for that. But I can see one more report coming at least from Dr. Modi between now and the next hearing.
Well, I can tell you, sir, that the one thing that did strike me is that despite what you just said, both of his reports were quite properly addressed to Dr. French. And one of them is nearly a year old.
Mm-hmm.
So she must have had the report last February.
She did, and I did provide it in Addendum 8. But in the system, the way of Dr. French's system, it's more of a computer system, and it had no
letterhead.
Thank you. So that's why I wanted that, so you could see that it was from Dr. Modi, and there's no question.
When I found it, I was relieved of the fact that I was concerned to know what that other piece of paper was.
When I got that, I was kind of like, oh.
All right. Well, we've been here for a very long day. I'm sure you're certainly fatigued by your efforts. We appreciate your testimony and other participation today. We will now refer this to scheduling for an adjournment to a date to be set by the tribunal.
Okay.
I'm bound to tell you that we will undoubtedly ask for expedition, but that's very difficult to achieve for the reasons I've said. And we may even, in these circumstances, since we're still not finished the first decision and have got nowhere near things like SEB, LMR, and those issues, we may indeed ask for a two-day tranche of time back-to-back another time.
If I could, I would be comfortable with three. I would feel better with a third day.
Well,
if I could,
we'll take that under advisement, sir.
Because just in, I wasn't comfortable with the one day, and it, I'm not getting pessimistic with everything here. It's just, it seems that when I feel something about something and I express it, it seems to go either unheard or I sit back and inside say, oh, it happened the way it did. So I would feel comfortable with a 3 day just as a buffer.
I repeat, we'll take that under advisement. That will be harder to achieve. Every added day will be, but I hear what you say about ensuring time. I think we can tell you even today that we're not going to cut you off from evidence and argument, and including these other four or five people who may testify. At the very least, at the end of the day here at the tribunal, I want you to believe you've been heard on all the evidence and all the issues. That's what we're here for.
Mm.
All right? And we'll, the tribunal will be in touch with you on the subject of those arrangements. All right, I'm going to close the record now so we can all get away.
Thank you.